voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
Dr. Brown, Merry Christmas Eve to you. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on. I know it's a holiday, so I appreciate you being here. And I got to tell you, yesterday I was having lunch with my husband, and I don't know if I'm just completely out of the loop. That could be the case. But he brought up this story out of Florida where a college basketball player, it sounds like, collapsed to the floor. He went to the hospital. He was put into a medically induced coma. He's now fine, but he had some kind of, I guess, heart inflammation, and he had had COVID months back. And my husband brought up that this was very similar to, I guess, what happened to a pitcher on the Red Sox. Do we have any update on that? Like, was this connected to COVID? What happened?
So that's actually really interesting and kind of goes with the whole aspect of how many people are actually getting infected.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I say this a lot is that, you know, the more people that get infected, the more people who have been infected, the higher likelihood of developing these unusual side effects. We do know that COVID-19 does affect the heart, and we know it actually affects the brain. And we even had some early cases in April where people came in and appeared to have a heart attack, and really they were having heart inflammation, and it was secondary to COVID-19. So we do know that it affects the heart. I think this is just another reason why the vaccine is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't realize that. And again, we talk, you know, when we talk about healthcare, we talk about, you know, managing the population, really, when we talk about a pandemic like this. But, you know, at any given point, an individual could be at risk. Now, again, this is a rare cases. You know, this is, you know, very few, but it is a possibility and is definitely related to COVID-19.
So in these cases, like, you know, they had COVID and then it happened months later. Like, were there things that they should have been looking out for? Like, is it a good idea to go and get some kind of chest x-ray after COVID, or is that just too extra? I don't know. That's
just
scary.
Yeah, it's just too unusual to do that. Now, again, listen, I don't want to scare everybody because that's not my job here.
Right, right.
You know what? This is very unusual. In fact, I would call this rare.
Okay.
You know, so this is something that is there. But people who have, you know, who maybe have overworked their heart, maybe even people who have underlying trauma areas or areas in which they've had difficulty, you know, we know of people who've actually had some brain issues. They've had some we like to say they've had, you know, they have a little bit of weakness in a certain organ, and then COVID-19 has a tendency to be opportunistic in those areas in rare cases.
Yeah,
okay?
It's not
something that, you know, I don't want everybody to start going, oh my God, now, you know, now my heart.
No.
You know, but again, these are the sort of things that, you know, because there's so many people that are infected, that this becomes these rare things are going to occur.
Well, and it sounded like with both of these athletes, I mean, these were athletes that were doing crazy workouts and I think right after you have COVID, I know just from, you know, now being out about a month and a half from having COVID, it's still a lot. When I do a workout with our trainer, we're winded. Like I'm winded and I can't get through, you know, even sets that used to be no big deal to me. It's amazing how long it really takes your body to go back to normal. It really does. So when you've got, you know, and these guys are doing workouts that like, I can't do.
Right.
So.
And that's the dangerous aspect of this virus is that, you know, the virus may be in our body for a short period of time.
Right.
But what it does, what the wake of disaster that it does within our body, you know, again, you're seeing it, you know, just the underlying, you know, just the, what we call the pulmonary or respiratory reserves that you have aren't the same as they were before.
Yeah.
It's just going to take time for that. That will get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
It just is going to take time. So, and again, I think I've heard a lot of people who are, you know, concerned about the vaccine, and I think they just need to be aware of sort of these are sort of the risks that we take by if we choose not to take it.
Yeah, I was reading Dr. Brown, I think somewhere in New York, or I think New York City, they said their first like healthcare worker or something had like an allergic reaction to the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to make that public. And of course, people dwell on the one person who's having an awful reaction versus the thousands who have already gotten vaccinated in Connecticut
sure.
or around here. But we
right.
haven't seen really any side effects at this point or any updates there.
So One is that, yes, there's, so let's talk about the allergic reaction, the anaphylaxis, so the severe allergic reaction.
Yeah.
Honestly, that can occur in any vaccine, and honestly, it can happen in almost any medication that you're infused with.
Okay.
So I don't, looking at it and looking at the data that we're having, and again, how many people were getting vaccinated, this is not unexpected. We would definitely expect some people to develop allergic reactions because, you know, honestly, this happens all the time. I mean, mm-hmm. you think about it, if you don't know you have a shellfish allergy, you know, you eat a shellfish
right.
and you can develop it. So again, that's not necessarily surprising. So I would not consider that, in my personal opinion, I would not consider that to be anything outside of the normal expected. As for side effects, there's a lot of people who are kind of walking around with a sore arm.
Okay.
Probably the biggest side effect is that, you know, you get, and you know, you'll sore, you know, you'll feel it, you know, when it first goes in, it's a very easy vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small needle, it's a good injection, and then probably, you know, a couple hours later, maybe the next day, your arm will be sore. You'll definitely feel it. But again, nothing that you'll still be able to use your arm. It's not, you won't, you know, lose function of your arm. There has been some very mild side effects about having some headaches and maybe a little diarrhea, and then low-grade fever, which appears to resolve very quickly.
Okay.
So, again, within the 24 hours. But I would tell you that the majority of the people, and Griffin Hospital has been giving the vaccine. We're even opening up more to the first responders in our area. We're finding that it's very, very few.
Okay. Okay.
Besides the sore arm, but
the sore arm, though, I gotta be honest, that reminds me when I was a preteen, when they had the HPV shot,
mm-hmm.
and it that was the exact same. My arm was sore for like a day or two. It was a wicked vaccine, but it was you know, protecting me. So I, but yeah, that doesn't really throw
that's,
me too.
That's
too
correct.
Much.
Yeah, the HPV, the shingles for your older listeners, that actually probably is probably a little bit more sore and has more side effects right now of what we've seen than this does. And again, not please get that shot. Don't don't let that. I don't want to tell people not to get the shingles.
No, no.
But you know that, and then if any of people have actually traveled, it feels very much like the yellow fever vaccine.
Okay. Okay,
that's one of those that are there.
Okay.
But ultimately, it appears to be going well. I could tell you I personally got the shot, you know, and happy to do so. So now, you know, now I'm, you know, confident and I'll get the second. I'm confident. I got no side effects besides a sore arm and I feel very comfortable now, you know, obviously wearing my mask. I'm only 50% protected.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now I feel that, you know, it's a lot better to go and see my patients, take care of the patients, and also get everything back to start to get everything back to normal.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm glad that we're getting that update. And Dr. Brown, always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. We will be talking before the new year, right? You coming on one more time next week?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yep.
Good. Yes. Good, good, good. I always look forward to it. I know I had to say no Dr. Brown last week. It was terrible. It was just awful. My week is not right if I don't check in with you. So thank you.
Fair enough. We'll talk more about the vaccine and how it's going. But
excellent.
So far it's going well. Please, everybody, be safe on their travels. We're so close, so, you know, if you don't have to travel, don't travel.